Chapter 13. When it grew late, his servants quickly withdrew. But Boaz closed the tent from the outside and excluded the attendants from their master's presence. They went off to their beds, for they were all tired from the prolonged banquet. Judith was left alone in the tent with Holofernes, who lay prostrate on his bed, for he was sodden with wine. She had ordered her maid to stand outside the bedroom and wait, as on the other days, for her to come out. She said she would be going out for her prayer. To Boaz she had said this also. Beheading of Holofernes. When all had departed, and no one, small or great, was left in the bedroom, Judith stood by Holofernes's bed, and said within herself, O Lord God of all might, in this hour look graciously on my undertaking for the exaltation of Jerusalem. Now is the time for aiding your heritage, and for carrying out my design to shatter the enemies who have risen against us. She went to the bedpost near the head of Holofernes, and taking his sword from it, drew close to the bed, grasped the hair of his head, and said, Strengthen me this day, O God of Israel. Then with all her might she struck him twice in the neck, and cut off his head. She rolled his body off the bed, and took the canopy from its supports. Soon afterward she came out, and handed over the head of Holofernes to her maid, who put it into her food pouch. And the two went off together, as they were accustomed to do, for prayer. The return to Bethulia. They passed through the camp, and skirting the ravine, reached Bethulia on the mountain. As they approached its gates, Judith shouted to the guards from a distance, Open, open the gate! God, our God, is with us. Once more he has made manifest his strength in Israel, and his power against our enemies. He has done it this very day. When the citizens heard her voice, they quickly descended to their city gate and summoned the city elders. All the people, from the least to the greatest, hurriedly assembled, for her return seemed unbelievable. They opened the gate and welcomed the two women. They made a fire for light, and when they gathered around the two, Judith urged them with a loud voice, Praise God! Praise Him! Praise God, who has not withdrawn His mercy from the house of Israel, but has shattered our enemies by my hand this very night. Then she took the head out of the pouch, showed it to them, and said, Here is the head of Holofernes, general in charge of the Assyrian army, and here is the canopy under which he lay in his drunkenness. The Lord struck him down by the hand of a woman. As the Lord lives, who has protected me in the path I have followed, I swear that it was my face that seduced Holofernes to his ruin, and that he did not sin with me to my defilement or disgrace. All the people were greatly astonished. They bowed down and worshipped God, saying with one accord, Blessed are you, our God, who today have brought to naught the enemies of your people. Then Uzziah said to her, Blessed are you, daughter, by the Most High God, above all the women on earth. And blessed be the Lord God, the Creator of heaven and earth, who guided your blow at the head of the chief of our enemies. Your deed of hope will never be forgotten by those who tell of the might of God. May God make this redound to your everlasting honor, rewarding you with blessings, because you risked your life when your people were being oppressed, and you averted our disaster, walking uprightly before our God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen.